Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Got some new faces here. I would like to call to order the September 7, 2021 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5:02 p.m. As a reminder, now that we are back in person meetings, if you wish to address the commission on any items on this agenda, please complete a blue speaker card located in the agenda table at the back of the room. Please indicate on the speaker card which item number and topic you wish to speak on. If you wish to speak during the call to audience, please specify what you wish to discuss when completing the blue speaker card. Once completed, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, you may stand. At this point, you have 3 minutes to speak in a courteous and respectful manner to those present. Mrs. Tomei, may I have a roll call?
Commissioner Bozeman?
Present.
Commissioner Cassells?
Present.
Commissioner Hennestad?
Present.
Vice Chair Krueger?
Present.
Commissioner Lee?
Here. Present.
Commissioner Wilson?
Here.
Chair Beal?
Present. Okay, thank you. I will now open the meeting for call to audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during the call to audience. So,
no one wish to speak.
Thank you. I will now close the call to audience. And the next agenda item is council liaison comments. And Councilman Member Solomon is not here today, correct? So we'll catch him next time. Presentations. Presentation item number one, Historical Society update. Also, Mr. Henry Zipt is not present. And we have Mr. Nunez to present.
Good evening. I'm Paul Loomis. I'm the treasurer of the Historical Society, and I apologize for Henry not being able to be here, but he is a very busy man and work calls. Terry Comar, our organization secretary, will be the future liaison to the society, and I'll be her backup. So basically, it's been a busy summer. The outdoor tours that we had at Steampunk Ranch wrapped up in April and were very successful and gained momentum each week. We will begin the indoor exhibits at Busch House Museum this month. September is dedicated to Hispanic American heritage. This will include an overview of Southwest Hispanic American history, culture, and traditions, and also include connections to Steampunk Ranch. The exhibit will be open on Saturday, September 11th, and Saturday, September 25th, from 9 to noon. We strongly encourage you to attend, as well as encourage coworkers, town employees, and friends to attend. Many hours of research and setup were involved by the collections team to coordinate the exhibits. As this property is under your advisement, we hope you will take the time to see it in action. Exhibits will continue on the second and fourth Saturdays from 9 to noon. In October, it'll be German-American heritage with a focus on the Bush family. In November, it'll be Native American heritage. In the December, it'll be holiday and the history of trains in the Southwest. In January, the outdoor tours will begin and we will fill you in on exhibits at our next presentation. We'll be meeting with the town staff and the town manager to discuss our memorandum of understanding and our license agreements later on this month. Future plan, and we will be talking about future plans for the ranch, including the use of the entire TAC building as a home for the Historical Society. I understand that the town has asked that we work with the town to produce a monthly video beginning in May with information about Oro Valley's history. In May, Devin and Lenan worked together to put together some questions for Donna Landon, the wife of Blue Man Landon, who developed the Oro Valley Estates. That interview has been postponed for several times and is now scheduled for September 15th. The communications team at the town has a video of Barbara McIntyre in their possession since mid-July, and they're editing it at this time. I'm not sure what video that is, if it's the video that we did an interview with Barbara McIntyre, who was also a great grandchild of George Bush as well, and spent a lot of time out at the ranch when she was growing up. In August, Jim Williams and I did a video on the history of the town, and we're going to have the board review it, and then we'll let the town use it on their website as an oral history as well. Of course, these videos will be requiring that OVHS gets the credit for putting on the videos, for making the videos. That's all I have to report at this time. If you have any questions, again, I urge you to come out to Steam Pump Ranch and check it out, and be there, and we'll have people out there to give you a grand tour of the ranch and what's going on out there. So appreciate your concern. Thank you.
Thank you. On to the consent agenda. The consent agenda, item number one, review and approval of the June 7th, 2021 meeting minutes. Do we have any discussion on the June 7th, 2021 minutes? Okay, I move to approve the June 7th, 2021 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Vice Chair Kruger. All those in favor, please raise your hand and respond.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Regular session agenda. Regular session agenda, item number one, discussion regarding the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, the item one, public participation and heritage education. Vice Chair Kruger, I understand you will lead this discussion, right?
Yes. And Lynn Ann and I had a chance to sit down and discuss some of the outreach programs and historic education programs that are currently available so that everyone was aware of what's available. Hopefully you had a chance to look over the summary or kind of the outline of this. So I won't read it to you, but we'll highlight some of the things on it. It's also posted up here if you'd like to take a look. So thanks to Lynn Ann for her help in putting this together. And also, so much of what you'll see on this is supported by the Oro Valley Historical Society. And so we are grateful to you for your ever constant support and help in making these things available to our community. I'd like to start out with Steam Pump Ranch, which we just heard referenced. Second Saturdays is something I understand has been going on for a while and will continue. You can see the themes for 2021 and 2022 in letter item E. And the first second Saturday upcoming after the summer is this Saturday, September 11th. There will be tours conducted by the Historical Society, as was mentioned previously, displays in the Push Ranch House. And something else that you'll find there is there's a heritage garden, and there will be demonstrations with support from the Archaeology Southwest group, and they will be there to help with that. This is a great opportunity for children to come. They also, at some point, and I don't know if this will be the case this Saturday, but Lynn-Ann said you can see item number 4. As part of the second Saturday, Lynn-Ann mentioned a book trail. This is appropriate for children ages 10 and under, where along with the theme, there will be books where children can stop and they can read more about life on the ranch. They can read more about the theme. So that's something that is forthcoming if it's not already up and running in September, and Lynn-Ann wasn't sure about that. I'm sorry?
It is there.
It is there. It's ready to go. So definitely when you're there on the 11th, if you can make it, take a look at the book trail. I have that also listed under youth education. So that's something that's available at Steam Pump Ranch. Something that we wanted to highlight is the STEAM, it's STEM with the arts edition. That's item number 2 under Steam Pump Ranch. That was a week-long summer camp. There were 9 of them held this summer, and my understanding is that they were filled to capacity every week. That capacity was 40 students ages 8 to 12 years old, and they also had support from 13 and up youth who were junior staff for the camp. So it was a huge success, and I think Lynn-Ann also included the camp summary. So each of the weeks at the camp, they had a different theme and discussed a different topic. And so you can take a look at those. It was very diverse. And honestly, I was thinking I missed out by not being there. So that's something I'm grateful that we offer in the community and is held at Steam Pump Ranch. All right, let's move on down to the Oro Valley Public Library. There's also a lecture series available there. That is produced by the Oro Valley Historical Society. It's weekday afternoons, November through March, and there's usually about 30 to 50 people in attendance, is my understanding. Jim Williams wrote up a little thing for us about this. They offer speakers on topics related to the history of Oro Valley, the Tucson area, and Arizona in general. In this past winter, they only have 3 programs due to COVID. I imagine that we'll see that tick up a little bit since COVID is hopefully past us for the most part. And some of the topics that were included were the history of Catalina State Park, mining law and Saddlebrook's gold, street names in the Tucson area, and tokens in Arizona history. The Historical Society, I should add here, well, let me finish Oro Valley Public Library first. There's also on display in the public library, they have a display area where the Historical Society sets up historic, topics where they have sometimes photographs, they have items that have been collected and other things that they have on display for patrons to take a look at while they're there. Let me insert this here, that Jim Williams also mentioned that the Historical Society in the past has offered history hikes to members and residents of the community, and they included hikes in Honeybee Canyon, Oro Valley Country Club Estates, Catalina State Park, and Suffolk Hills. So I don't know that, I don't have details on that yet, but we can get maybe some more information about that. They're available in the mornings November through March. So that is not on this list, but I wanted to make you aware that history hikes are also made available through the Historical Society. In terms of online education, oral histories, as you mentioned, Paul, something that Lynn-Ann and others are working on. They have been working with the Lieber family and also Bob and Vivian Weedy to get some oral histories of longtime Oro Valley residents that we can have posted on the Town of Oro Valley website and make people aware of those. Videos are another thing that was already mentioned. Some of these videos will be posted on the Oro Valley Parks and Rec Facebook page. And one thing that Lynn-Ann wanted to point out, and I went and watched it, it's from April. And back to the Heritage Garden, they've created a butterfly way station there for monarchs, so that they have a place to kind of go when they're moving from north to south or south to north. And so there's a video posted about that and was taken in the Heritage Garden. It's posted in April, and that was on the Facebook page for Oro Valley Parks and Rec. And I think that's all that I have on this, unless anyone has any questions or anything else to add that I might have missed that you're aware of.
Thank you, Vice Chair Kruger. Excellent. I learned a lot. Regular session agenda item number 2. Discussion regarding the historic preservation information on the town's website. And the town has obviously a website, and we have a section in there, the Historic Preservation Cultural Resources, and you can find it. If you haven't been there, you just go to the search menu and type in historic, and then you click on Historic Preservation Cultural Resources. And it's an excellent website. I believe it's a great resource for the public to educate themselves on historic sites in Oro Valley and our history. And I think it's also a great opportunity for us on the commission to contribute. There is a section in there. When you get on there, you'll see the oral history videos. There's 3 videos, and it's like a time machine. You watch these, and it's like going on the History Channel. It takes you back to the beginning of Oro Valley history. And plus, in this section of the website, you will find the complete essays of last year's essay contest. And if you haven't read them, I highly recommend you read them. They're entertaining. And one of them looked like it was college graduate material. I'd like to encourage our commission to see if we could have any volunteers to take a look at the site and see if we could add more historic content in the section. Just for some examples, the recent historic home designation in Shadow Mountain Estates. Another example, these are just examples. Recently, Oro Valley annexed the Westward Look Hotel. I looked it up online, and that hotel was built in 1970, so theoretically it may qualify for some historic designation. And I'd like to ask at this time if there are any volunteers on the commission to take a look at the website and see if there are any recommendations for additional content, of course subject to city approval. This is your chance to be part of the time machine.
May I ask a question related to the website? I know when I was on the website looking up information about Second Saturday, there were a couple of links that were broken. And so I wondered if part of the, I may not know a ton of additional content, but in terms of, you know, this link maybe isn't getting us where we need to go, or is there any way we could link these 2 pages with a, you know what I mean? Is that included in this?
Well, I don't, personally, I think it's, I don't want to overstep our boundaries, but there may be some comments that we certainly could make sure the city sees that, of course.
Okay.
And
I would say anytime you guys are on the webpage and something like that comes up, go ahead and share that information with Mary Ann, because sometimes those things do happen and we're unaware of it. So absolutely, if you do come across something like that as you're making your way through there, do let us know. We'll either fix it or remove that off of there if we have to.
Yeah, another example of what we could contribute is the videos. I mean, these videos that we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. So this is a volunteer army here. Do we have any... It's not a big project, just take a look at it.
It's not all talking about.
Okay, I see that we have our new member, Mr. Lee.
I was just going to ask a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you're committed now.
I'm on that.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm volunteering.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Appreciate that. Okay, so we are going to... Regular agenda session number 3, discussion and possible selection of the 3 essay topics for the 21-22 William H. Adler Historic Expository Writing Contest for local fourth grade students. The questions were provided in your agenda packet, and I believe Vice Chair Kruger will lead this discussion.
Thank you. This was actually an item number 1 under youth education in my presentation that I completely skipped over. So I must have in the deep recesses, I thought, oh, we'll get to it later. So this is actually something that I love in terms of our outreach and education, historical education. What we do is we notify all of the schools in Oro Valley who have fourth grade students, and give them these questions, and they're invited to, there are parameters, and they're invited to respond to the questions, and then they're due at the end of February and judged by a team of readers, and then the top 3 students are acknowledged and given a prize and a certificate, and then there's an honorable mention as well. They can choose from any of these 3 essay questions. Do you have them in front of you right now? I'm wondering if you can put them up on the... Mary Ann's getting them, thank you. So these are generated, there's actually a whole bunch of questions because we've been doing this for several years, and these are also reviewed by Joyce Reichner, and she does research on them to make sure that they're historically accurate and that we're asking for information in a way that the youth can find the information of, you know, that it's available to them online. So if you want to take a look at these 3 just to see if there's anything that strikes you as odd in terms of the question or, you know, that you feel it would be challenging to find information about.
Third and fourth grade?
Fourth grade. So these are mostly, 10-year-olds? 9 and 10-year-olds?
Look at question 2. It's a thesis.
You'd be amazed what you get.
So part of the reason the questions are what they are is that they often are part of, they stem from a curriculum section about history. And so it's usually coupled with something that they're learning about in the classroom.
Okay.
And that's kind of how we...
That was my question.
Yeah, it's the fourth grade curriculum. So it might not be this specific topic, but in terms of Arizona history or town history. Mm-hmm. They are fairly advanced mature way, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, that's good feedback. So Joyce, as I mentioned, she researches these and also changes wording that she feels is more appropriate. And so I guess I would move to approve these essay topics with, and tell me if I can do this, with any changes that Joyce would recommend to the questions to make them more... to make sure they're historically accurate and also maybe a little bit more worded more appropriately for fourth graders.
You can delegate that. That's fine.
I can do that. Okay. So that, but in terms of essay topic, that you feel that these are appropriate and can be used for the 2021-22 William H. Adler Historic Expository Writing Contest for our local fourth grade students.
Do we have a second? Or is comments?
I just had a question or a comment.
Please.
Is this a good time?
Sure.
I would think maybe remove the word statutes, number two. What's everybody thinking? Just kind of go into art, artwork, or whatever?
Statues. So I think they're talking about, I know it's tricky to see from this distance.
Statues.
So they're talking about like visual art in terms of
statues.
Painting, but also statues.
I can't see that far.
Statue.
And it says work.
Okay, I'll shut up.
We're good on that? Okay.
I withdraw that comment.
I do have a comment, another comment please. Number two, though.
Please.
We could, it seems like it could be broken up. I could write a separate paper on the second part of that question. So the first part asks, what statues or pieces of art that reflect the history of the region would we recommend? And then the second part asks, are there statues in Oro Valley that have a connection to history? Please describe them, where they're at and how they reflect history. That seems like two separate papers, really.
That's a great point. Thank you. So of those two, is there one that we feel, like if we break that up into two separate questions, is there one that we feel would be more interesting or more appropriate? I'm trying to think of statues or pieces of art that exist that, you know, these fourth graders could go and look at. I believe that there's some artwork hanging up in the town offices and at Steampunk Ranch. We have art over there. Is there anything on display at the public library right now?
Not at the library for public art, but you have a statue of a ram right out in front.
Yeah.
We have the Tree of Knowledge right over there, too.
By the library.
Tree of Knowledge mm-hmm. at the library. You have the cougar right in
front. Oh, the sun, the sunlight thing, right?
So if we use the second piece of that, it gives the youth an opportunity to really identify public art in our town and think about that and how it connects to history.
And then there's a big research part of that, yeah.
The town has a pamphlet of
public art.
And we actually do tours of the public art with volunteers here.
The art that's in the park at the entrance
of the Round Top Park.
The quails.
Yes.
The quails. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think all commercial businesses have artwork. I think that's been mentioned. I don't hear very well either, so.
And there are pieces in the lobby of El Conquistador as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
pretty good stuff.
Yes, beautiful.
So, another comment. Somebody mentioned there's a pamphlet that lists all this art. I mean, maybe they could be allowed to see that pamphlet, because I, as an adult, don't know half of these.
So maybe we provide a link to that pamphlet where they can access that on the town's website. I'm guessing that it is available on the town's website, and then we can have hard copies that maybe we distribute to at least the schools where we are letting them know about the question. We make sure that they have a copy of that pamphlet as a resource.
And that they know about the tours. They could use the tours as a source.
Okay.
When they're citing sources.
Okay.
Certainly.
Has the town considered an interactive kind of activity for kids to say, almost like a scavenger hunt, to say, go find this piece or go find this piece, or to really incorporate a lot of the history, especially for the youth, making it fun?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We've not. That is a very good idea.
At the end of the meeting, where we have an opportunity to do future agenda items, I was going to recommend an art project for youth to be involved in, and maybe this is something else that we could add as an idea for a future agenda.
Yes,
maybe. So are we in agreement then that we are recommending that or approving that the second portion in terms of topic of essay question number 2 be included as the topic, and that the, or as the question, excuse me, and the beginning part, what statues or pieces of art would we recommend be displayed, that be scrapped from the question, mm-hmm. be deleted?
I do recommend that. I would keep that as a future question, maybe, though, because then you give them, there's a creative element to that. They're going to research and recommend, and we make them some good ideas.
Okay. So I, at this point, I mean, can
we need a motion to incorporate all that and to delegate so that she could rephrase
okay.
it.
So I move to approve questions number 1 and 3 as written for the 2021-22 Adler Historic Expository Writing Contest, and that question number 2 be separated into 2 sections, and the section that we would use for and has been approved for the 2021-2022, with any changes that Joyce would recommend based on her research, would be: are there any pieces in Oro Valley, meaning statues or pieces of art in Oro Valley, that have a connection to history? Please describe where they are and how they reflect history.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No? Okay. Thank you.
Joyce Reichner?
Yes, Rickner.
Rickner.
Yeah, and she's on her staff too. She works for Lillian as well.
Okay. The next item is department update. Mr. Jankowski, is there anything to report?
Yes, Chair Beal, thank you. And thank you, commissioners. Good evening. I know that we've said Lillian's name a lot tonight. She is on a well-earned vacation right now. So she did provide me some talking points here, because as those of you who have been here know, and some of you new members of the commission, Lynn-Ann really is the heart and soul and the driving force behind the town's historical culture and preservation movement. So she did provide me some information here. As Vice Chair Kruger brought up, the STEAM camp was very successful. All of our camps, actually, throughout the recreation department the entire summer were hugely successful. They were either at capacity or very near capacity. Kids were very excited, and I think parents were really excited to get their kids out of the house and doing something fun this summer. So specific to the STEAM camp, this is a camp that has 40 campers and lasts for a period of 9 weeks at the Steam Pump Ranch property. It is a half-day camp. It would run from 7:30 until 11:30. It just gets too hot out there. There's limited space where there is air conditioning, so that's kind of the reason for that. Hopefully with some new development there on the site, we will be able to have that camp last longer, because the demand is certainly there and the desire to be out there. But over those 9 weeks, Lynn-Ann gave me some fun facts to kind of share with the group. During that time, there were 22 hours of guest speakers who came out to speak to the children participating in the camp. There were 3,600 art projects created. There were 6,000 Gaga balls kicked, which, if you guys don't know what Gaga balls are, Google that, or YouTube it, actually. That's an interesting game. There were 90 hours of prehistoric canal digging. There was 1 tree planted, 2,000 snacks eaten, 225 gallons of cold water available for the kids to drink, 200 air rockets launched, 720 archery and atlatl lessons taught, 3,600 arrows fired and atlatl spears thrown into targets, hundreds of miles run while playing with the sprinklers in the grass. That is one of the ways we were able to cool them down, as we turn all those sprinklers around. And then 34 hours of learning connected to science, technology, and engineering, as well as math, related to landforms, plants, mammals, clouds and sky, birds, reptiles, pollinators, and archaeology. This camp really is an all-encompassing activity for everybody. There's education, there's fun, there's games. It really is a wonderful program to be able to offer. They did have a 5-snake summer this year, so that's how we kind of rate how the summer went, the number of snakes we found. So every Monday, because Monday is typically when we do get new campers out there, they go through snake training. So they were able to do that. There were no incidents related to that, but they did come across 3 rattlesnakes, 1 king snake, and 1 gardener snake. So anytime they come across rattlesnakes, they call Golden Ranch Fire. They come out there and remove those. The other ones we like to keep around the property. They help kind of reduce the rodent population there. Moving on from that, since the local registry gain some news in us being able to award a home a local historic designation. And that article was actually put in the Tucson newspaper. We have received more interest. So Lynn Ann actually has a staff person who is helping her work through some of these recommendations, and we plan on bringing those forward in the future so we can really, really get that program continuing to move. We were lucky enough to have some students who were doing an internship who really helped out, that laid the groundwork for that project, and we're really going to start reaping all the benefits because people saw the publicity. They wanted some of that information as well, so we'll be able to continue to move forward with them, and that's really exciting. We are beginning our fall planning process right now. Fall, the month of October in particular, especially related to the Steampunk Ranch property, is really a very, very busy month. We do offer a fall break nature camp where we partner with Catalina State Park to offer a week-long camp during fall break for kids. This camp typically allows for 60 students to come and sign up for it. It usually sells out when we have it on normal circumstances, so I have no doubt that it's going to occur again. This is an all-day camp that actually takes place out at one of the campground sites there. There's a restroom on site. Kids build forts. They do educational arts and crafts and learning. We get the bows and arrows out there and atlatls as well. So it's a really fun and neat opportunity. It's like a very condensed version of the STEAM camp all in 1 week. We've got some special events coming up. We've got our first Friday concerts. Our first Friday concert for the month of September was actually last Friday, but we've got some additional ones coming up in October and November. So that will be really nice to have back on the property as the weather's cooling down and getting a lot nicer. I alluded to the month of October being very, very busy. October 1st is a Friday, so we've got a first Friday concert series going on that date. And then we've got our October 8th Monster Mash event, which is a huge Halloween event that takes place on the property. We get upwards of 8,000 people in previous years when we posted that. So we're interested to see how many people come out this year. But we've got games, contests. We partner with On Your Left Fitness to actually run a 5K. That is, you know, we promote that people should come out and do it in costume. It's a lot of fun. It gives a good photo opportunity. There's also a free kids run that goes along with it. But there is pumpkin carving, there is scavenger hunts, there are photo opportunities, there is just all kinds of things that go on at that event. And that is really the big one for October. In addition to that, we then do public hay rides where you can go on our website, playov.com, and get a reservation to take a haunted hay ride. Last year we had to adapt to, you know, the pandemic and everything that was going on, so it was something that you drove your own car through. But in years past, which we'll be going back to this year, we actually have tractors pulling wagons full of hay that people will get on and ride around the ranch where Lynn Ann and her staff have developed ghost stories that pull from local Arizona history to be ghost stories and kind of spooky and scary. We use our part-time staff to actually act out some of the scenes and scare people in there. So that is that has been wildly successful since they put that together about 3 years ago. So like I said, with the way everything has been going, we anticipate that being very well received again and most likely selling out. That'll be something that we offer on Saturday nights throughout the month of October. Let's see here. I believe that that's everything that Lynn Ann gave me related to Steampunk Ranch and the property and the culture programming that we have offering. I do have an update to the group, though. I know that we had some discussions about budgets, and as everybody knows, the garage project was approved last fiscal year, and we ran into some hurdles with the pandemic and everything going on. We did do an RFP process. We have an agreement with the contractor. We've selected Seller and Sons to be doing the garage project. We have a pre-construction meeting with them tomorrow. They anticipate the project's going to take roughly 7 months, but we are starting to get that project underway finally. It took some time after selecting them as a contractor to go through some value engineering to get down to meet our budget amount, because all of the bids that came in were very high, much higher than what our budgeted amount was. I'm sure a lot of you know with the pandemic going on, material costs as well as labor costs have just been skyrocketing if you can find either one of those. So that is very good news. We are excited about that. And with each meeting, then the hope is to be able to provide, you know, continuous updates as to where we are in that project and moving forward. I believe the last item I have on here is that the next meeting is scheduled for the 4th. We are back in person, so this will be our home base. The only time we are planned to be over in the council chambers will be if we're having a public hearing for some reason, which as we bring more of those local historic registry items, homes to the agenda. That may be occurring a little bit more, but ultimately this is where we'll be moving forward every Monday, the first Monday of the month. And that's
thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Future agenda items. The next item on the agenda is future agenda items. The commission may bring forth general topics for future meeting agendas. The commission may not discuss, deliberate, or take any action on the topics presented pursuant to ARS 38-431-02H. Do we have any items to add to a future agenda?
I would like to discuss with the commission at our next meeting the possibility of a community outreach program that involves visual art, and see if there's a way that we can, kind of like we're doing with the expository writing in fourth grade, talk with some educators to see where it might match well with the curriculum, and see if that can be another component of outreach with our youth, our students.
Do I hear a second to approve that?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, looks like that took. Any other agenda items? Oh, do you have a question? Yes?
I would like to propose the idea of creating an interactive activity for the youth as far as these landmarks and the art that is coming to the forefront for Oro Valley.
Do I hear a second on this motion?
I second that.
Can I have that again for the definitive?
Sure. I would like to propose an interactive activity for youth regarding art and statues and other items around the community that are of historical significance.
I think before you'd called it a scavenger hunt, and that was something that was familiar. Is that kind of something we can put in the minutes to help us remember the concept?
A historically significant scavenger hunt.
Love it.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? One more agenda item. I would like to propose that Commissioner Lee report back on the historic content in the town website, if he's okay with that.
I am.
Okay. Yeah, okay, great.
How do you know? Next meeting.
Next meeting, yeah. Yes. All in favor?
Second.
I'm sorry, skip that.
Second.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, spouse.
Chair Beal?
Yes.
Is it too late to back into Lynn Hand's report just to make the comment?
Yeah, it really is.
It is?
Yeah. You can talk to him afterwards if you want to.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:45 p.m. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by by Commissioner Bozeman. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Thank you. Have a great.
Thank you.
Thank you.